Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
922 Aditi Kinkabwal, NFL Network. By the way, again, I misspoke. I corrected myself, but I said at the end of that segment, I got the hours mixed up. 8:39 Brown Steelers tickets. Week 1, September 9th. Your chance to see them.
Your chance to see Tyrod Taylor start, according to Hugh Jackson.
You'll eventually see Baker Mayfield.
We got to play that Albert Breer audio at some point.
We will play what about Josh Gordon?
Well, we got
about
that.
About Josh Gordon?
And about Tyrod Taylor.
We will play the Albert Breer audio, I am sure. Right now, it's time for Jeff Thomas. Let's get his audio with the news dump.
All right, boys, news done brought to you by Window Nation. Shop online at windownation.com. LeBron James says leaving the Cavaliers a second time was bittersweet. LeBron was back in Akron yesterday for the opening of his I Promise public school. He leaves for the Lakers, 4 years, $153 million. Now, building the school was great. Third and fourth graders to start with. The plan, I think, eventually is 1 through 8th grade in that school. But he kind of wished LeBron would just go back out to L.A. now and just stay there since he's a Laker.
I don't care that he started a school. He left my favorite basketball team, and I hate him forever for it. I don't care that kids get scholarships. I don't care that they get a better chance at higher education.
Think we need to hear more of this.
Reading and writing, overrated. I want more championships. To hell with them.
Why couldn't it have been both?
Could have had both, LeBron.
It was amazing. There was some great shots of some of the children that were in there as LeBron was kind of showing them, you know, what the program's all about. And some of these kids, I mean, you want to talk about the all-time, like, Christmas present. These kids were on cloud nine to have LeBron James there. And I just think, like, I don't know how many it's going to sink in with because eventually you got to go to school every day and make something of yourself. And, you know, LeBron's not going to be there every day to wow you. But there's got to be a significant portion that this has got to be life-changing. This is going to be absolutely life-changing for those kids.
There will be people, and this is where Jason Whitlock got it wrong because he said he was born on third base. You know as well as I do, there's a story in every medium city, every town of a guy who could have, would have, should have, and just succumbed to the environment around him. LeBron did grow up rough, and there are guys who are really good at basketball. We always remember, you know, you brought up a lot of names, guys who just never made it because of the surroundings. And I think that, we're not talking about great basketball players here, and there will be people who obviously fall through the cracks. That's life. But there's also going to be people who are provided an opportunity and make the most of an opportunity because of what he's done that I don't think would do so before. So I think that there is such a societal change that could be happening here that is something like we've never seen a professional athlete really do. I mean, this is comparable. Somebody brought this up yesterday. This is almost comparable to Roberto Clemente. And a real societal change there. Like, it's when he bought bikes, yeah, bike's a great thing, but it's a bike. We're talking about real long-term change that has a life impact there.
He's also been giving out scholarships to Akron for quite some time.
So that is
certainly not going to make fun of the guy for that. Baseball news, apparently.
Shut up, Jeff. Got to give away the code word, your chance to win $1,000 at the national contest. Enter this code word, BAR, B-A-R, BAR. Enter the code word 72881. Go to intercomcontest.com. Enter the code word BAR by the end of the hour. Do not text and drive. Message data rates all apply. Good luck during the Pigskin Payout and national contest. Powered by Dione's Meats on 92.3 The Fan. BAR. I'm having heartburn right now. It's shooting right up through my... through my esophagus.
Yeah.
I don't have my pills on me.
Well, whose mistake was that?
That's my fault, and I'm paying the price for it big time right now.
Okay.
Jeff, do you regret calling Baker Mayfield? Do you regret calling LeBron James a backstabbing weasel?
No, because that's the way it was for 4 years. Because the first time he went to Miami.
Knowing what you know now, would you go back and keep doing
that? No. Yeah. Because that was the situation. When he went to Miami, it's because he wanted to go play with his friends and didn't give a crap about what was going on here. This time around...
Well, I would argue that I don't know that he ever...
I still think he cared.
No, I would argue, kind of looking back, knowing what we know now, he only cared about coming home because they had a guy by the name of Kyrie Irving, and he knew they could get Kevin Love, and they knew they could win a championship.
Apparently, we find out Kyrie didn't want him to come back.
If he could have done that in Milwaukee, I think he might have done that about Milwaukee. Like, I don't know. Obviously, it helped his ratings. It helped his, you know, comeback story. But I don't know looking back. I mean, it's pretty clear he's never going to live in Cleveland, or Akron, Cleveland, Canton. It's pretty clear he's never going to live here.
He's Hollywood LeBron now.
He lives here. He's got his house here. Is he selling his house?
No, he's not going to sell it, but I don't think he'll ever be truly spending a lot of time here
again.
Well,
I guess that's fair.
I think he is Los Angeles the rest of his life.
But I think he also – I think we have to separate – well, we're going to get into this because I know you want to ask some certain questions here, but I will say that I think that we have to separate basketball LeBron from humanitarian LeBron in this case. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, baseball news. Word is the Indians have talked to Washington about Bryce Harper. No word of any traction to these talks so far, and apparently the Nats telling folks Harper is available. He'll be a free agent after the season, so – we know he's going to be a rental, but should the Indians go all in and trade Bryce Harper before 4 o'clock today?
Absolutely. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that those discussions – I think it could be a situation where the Nationals keep trying to drive up the price too and try to start a bidding war. I think that's why they leaked out the information that they leaked out. But with all of that said, yes. I mean, Kenny and I are on the same page on this.
Pawns in the game?
It makes no sense to me. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It makes no sense to me why – the Indians, while we're sitting here at the deadline and we're talking about Billy Hamilton or we're talking about Adam Jones and maybe
Andrew McCutcheon
later, come on. I know Bryce Harper's not having a great year. Put him in this lineup. I'm not worried about Bryce Harper whatsoever.
So as Lima says, Chief Wahoo, just pawn in Game of Life. News done brought to you by Window Nation. Shop online at windownation.com.
All right, fantastic stuff. Again, Aditi Kinkabwala, 9:20 this morning. Anthony, you had a very interesting question. Why don't you take her away? Because LeBron opened up his I Promise School yesterday, and it led to maybe asking a question about her own personal reflection there, Tone.
Well, I just, when I'm thinking about yesterday, seeing all the coverage, and it was national, obviously local, was all over too, that the amount of people praising LeBron James for his school, you talk about actually putting your money where your mouth is and helping students, give them second chances. A lot of them are at risk when it comes to education, when it comes to academics. And to see a celebration yesterday and to see the smiles on those kids' faces. And I thought to myself, I've been so mean about LeBron James at different stages through his career. And we're talking about a guy who's going to go down in history as either the best player to ever play the game or the second best player. We're talking about a guy that also brought a championship to Cleveland. And yes, I was annoyed that he left, and we had a big discussion about it. And you even said yesterday, I think, as we got further away from it, you were getting a little more annoyed with LeBron. And then he does something like this, which we all knew about, but to actually see it and to see those kids that you know their lives are going to be changed forever and the chances they're going to be given that they might not have otherwise been given, I wonder how we are going to be able to compartmentalize LeBron, the basketball player who left Cleveland, who's now talking about how great the Lakers franchise is, who's now talking about bringing championships to Los Angeles. Yeah, he's not really mentioning Dan Gilbert, and he's really not going to be mentioning the Cavs anymore. How are we going to compartmentalize knowing that and also all that he is doing for Northeast Ohio?
Well, I think we're stepping into new territory as fans. Well, he's a different type of person. I don't see a lot of other athletes opening up schools. So I have to remain honest with myself and think, and I had to think about this while he was gone for the 4 years he was gone. If my kid didn't have a bike and he provided a bike for my kid or a computer for my kid, I think that takes a different type of meaning to him. And he did do that. And now that he's opened up a school, and this does have long-term effects and could affect societal change, again, just something like we brought up during the news dump, I think that I have to separate my criticism of the person, and I think I have to separate the criticism of the player.
I think you're right, but can you do it?
Because I think
that's easier said than done.
I think it's hard to do, but I think you have to do it. I think that people are going to have strong conversations with themselves about LeBron, and if LeBron wins a championship with the Lakers, I think some people are going to be upset. If he's able to get over Golden State, I could rationalize that. But if he wins a championship with the Lakers, people are going to have to come to terms with it, but they're also going to go, yeah, he has done a lot of good. And we did win a championship.
More good than almost any athlete has ever done.
I think that, again, you're asking me if I take back any of the stuff I said? I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so.
I don't think you have to take it back. I wonder, and I want to hear from fans, 216-578-0092. Do any fans out there regret some of the horrible things they've said about LeBron? I've said horrible things. I don't know if you have, Kenny. I know that there are a lot of fans have.
We've all said horrible things as fans. Come on.
Jeff Thomas called him a backstabbing weasel. this is a guy who's done more than I can ever do in a million years.
It's true.
For people of Northeast Ohio.
It's true.
Even more than Pac-Man Jones could ever do for people in Cincinnati.
Okay. All right.
But I do wonder. I want to hear from fans on this because I think this is going to be tough for fans to compartmentalize. And I think fans are going to say he left us once and then he left us again. Oh, yeah, he won a championship. Oh, and by the way, he's doing more for any students than any athlete's ever done.
2010 LeBron is a different place than 2010 Ken Carmen. 2018 LeBron, obviously in a different place with 2018 Ken Carmen. I think there's been probably some maturity that has grown, I hope, has grown on both sides. Certainly with LeBron, I hope on my own. So I think that, I have to compartmentalize the basketball player LeBron and the criticism that I have of the guy during his basketball career where I don't he can talk about championships with the Lakers. I don't think it's going to gross dollar one as what it looks like right now. And I still think I retain the criticism that in 4 years I look back on it and I go, I don't know why you gave up prime years to the L.A. Lakers with Rajon Rondo and God knows who else. I don't think I can do that. I think I can do that. I don't think that I can let that just pass. But I can also look at him and go, 20 years from now, what a humanitarian. He's done some incredible things. I think I can separate the two. I don't think that the player, I think what LeBron is proving to us that the basketball player is not necessarily the person. Am I wrong?
I
don't think so.
I get what you're saying, but then I see a tweet like this, and I think it's tough to argue with the second part of what this tweet is.
Let's hear it.
This is from Nunt. It's a funny name. He says, yesterday's school opening made me a Laker fan. Not kidding. Also, the entire I Promise school staff and students will be Laker fans. Tough to argue that, right? Those kids in Akron, and I will always argue that there's a lot of people in Akron that rooted for the Miami Heat.
Laker fans or LeBron fans?
Well, what were they in Cleveland? Were they LeBron fans or were they Cavs fans? I think that's a fascinating point.
All right. I want to put in, I'll put in another name there who hasn't done what LeBron's done. I want to ask you about this when we come back. 216-578-0092. Do you have any regrets of what you said about LeBron in the past? Also, 922 with Diddy, Kick, and Walla, and your chance to win Browns Steelers tickets at 839. Live on the Fan.
Anthony Lima for Root Car Insurance. You know, car insurance companies, they do it the old-fashioned way, entirely on demographics. Your premium is based on how other people your age, gender, and credit score drive, which is so silly. And that's why Root Car Insurance came around and now available in Northeast Ohio. They use your phone to give you a rate based primarily on how you drive all around the streets of Cleveland and beyond, not just your demographics. The really crazy drivers, Root doesn't even bother insuring them. So they want to make sure that you drive and you drive safe. And then the better drivers can get rates with Root, saving up to potentially 52%. Check out Root Insurance at the App Store or visit joinroot.com. LeBron James yesterday doing what he does best, makes national news. By the way, we have Cleveland Browns tickets coming up. 8:39, Browns and Steelers. Make sure to keep listening in. Also, Aditi Kikabwala will join us at a 9 o'clock hour, 9:20 with the latest on Browns training camp. LeBron James had everybody there. I mean, CNN was there. MSNBC was there. Was Fox News there? Were they there to...
Yes, they were.
Okay. I was obviously being facetious, but I didn't think they would be. Okay, I don't know. But they were there. They were there
as well.
They were there as well yesterday. Now, he did have comments again.
Probably not.
He did have comments again on Donald Trump. We're not really going to go over the scope of those. They've been very similar to what he's talked about in the past when it comes to the president of the United States. But with the topic at hand, again, back in his hometown of Akron yesterday, opening up that brand new I Promise school created through the partnership between Akron Public Schools and LeBron James Family Foundation. So that was going on yesterday, and he got so much praise everywhere, not just obviously in Akron, but around the country and around the world, because it's not every day somebody does something like this and provide, you know, a chance for at-risk students, academically at-risk students, to be able to have this kind of opportunity. And so while he's talking about all this, he's, you know, talking about in that clip where, you know, there's mixed emotions. He doesn't live here anymore. LeBron has that house in Bath, but I got news for you. He's got two homes in Brentwood. His buddies
The same neighborhood?
Yeah. His buddies live in L.A. also.
What?
His wife has spent more time, I guess, in Los Angeles in the last year than she did in Cleveland. We didn't know that. Or in Akron. We didn't know that at the time. So I don't know how much time he's ever going to be spending in Northeast Ohio again, other than maybe to come back and do things like this for the community. So, yes, I think he deserves a lot of credit because you don't see athletes doing this. And then we get tweets because I asked the question before the break, do any of you regret some of the things you've said about LeBron? Because I opened up and said that I have said some horrible things about LeBron James in the past, about basketball, and about whether he's a leader, and whether or not he's helped the organization and his relationship with people within the Cavs organization. I've complained about these things. I've ripped him for all of it. Mind you, he won a championship and broke a 53-year drought in this city. So on the court, he's done everything he can to help the Cavs. Off the court, he's doing everything he can to help kids in Akron. Can you, as somebody in Northeast Ohio, can you still rip LeBron James?
Yes.
Because there are people that hate him. I'm getting tweets right
player?
Now that people hate him.
List those things again. You just said it. I want to make sure. What did you rip LeBron for?
Everything.
What did you say? You said
leaving, not helping get free agents the first time, never committing, leaving that first time. I thought he took a cheat code to win a championship, the shortcut, then leaving again, never committing the second time.
You said something about
shortening
the Cavs
their
employees,
window.
Cavs employees
yes,
somewhere. What did
yes,
you say there?
Problems he had with, obviously, Dan Gilbert. Throwing some teammates under the bus, throwing some people in the organization under the bus at times. And I ripped LeBron for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, but is any of that false or is any of that unfair? I don't think any of that is unfair criticism. No, people are saying LeBron's done some good things. LeBron has done some good things. He's not a perfect person. No one's perfect. So I think that by and large, you can look back at LeBron. If LeBron dies, 50 years after LeBron dies, you can say by and large, LeBron James did a lot of good for the world. That doesn't mean LeBron was a great person every single day of the week at every single time of the day.
Well, was he a bad person for leaving Cleveland?
We all have little flubs. Bad person?
Yeah.
No, I don't think a bad person.
We thought he was a terrible person at the time.
Okay, but again, that was a different type of person back then. 2010 LeBron is different from 2018, and I think that Bob or Mike or John or Dan or Phil or whoever it is out there in Northeast Ohio was a different Cavs fan and a different person in 2010 than they are in 2018. I think we've all seen a different type of world now. We've seen a different type of NBA. LeBron changed the NBA. I think he changes some of the perspectives that we see with players. I think that we have to be able to separate the humanitarian LeBron and the player LeBron. And so I see LeBron, and he's done a lot of good things for the world.
But, see,
but I also know that as a basketball fan, as a Cavs fan, yeah, I reserve certain rights. If we're comparing this to Roberto Clemente, I'm sure there were a couple of days Roberto Clemente went 0-for-4, and some Pirates fans were going, well, what the hell? I mean, come on. I know you're building schools down there and everything and feeding people in poor countries, but hey, you know, an RBI single would be okay over here. You're allowed to do that as a sports fan, but you know the guy's a good guy.
I think on paper what you're saying makes sense. We're going to go to the phones here. We've got them lined up, 216-578-0092. I think it's easy on paper to say that, but when his face comes across the screen and he's wearing a Laker jersey, I don't know that the average person is going to be able to sit there and say, well, I like him because he did this, but I don't like him because he did this. I think it's going to elicit one reaction, and your reaction is either going to be positive or negative. Your first blush reaction is going to be one or the other. I don't think people are going to be sitting there taking two sides.
Well, you know, I think that also depends on the setting that we're in. I think part of this is theatrics. I think part of this is big-time pro entertainment. If I'm at the queue, it's a Cavs-Lakers game, not going to be too thrilled. If I'm out there on the dais while he's giving a speech for the school he just opened, or we're at the City Club talking about what he's done, yeah, I think I'm going to look at LeBron in a different light.
I also wonder if you, let's say, came from the inner city of Akron, and you know students that are now going to benefit from this school and all that LeBron has done to further their educational opportunities and beyond, and plus not to mention what he and the school of Akron, the University of Akron, have done when it comes to scholarships and funding those scholarships. I have had people tweet this to me. I wonder if those people are all going to become Laker fans going forward.
All right,
would not surprise
me. Go to the phones, but I got another example for you.
Okay.
But go to the phones. I'll give it to you after.
John in Cleveland. Next up on The Fan. How are you, John? Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? I'll get to it. No, I don't feel bad about anything I've said about him. I'm a Cleveland sports fan. He joined the Los Angeles Lakers. He's the enemy now. He said he was bittersweet. It's bittersweet about him leaving. When that picture came down, him sitting at that table signing his contract with that big smile on his face, that looked like a man who's bittersweet about anything.
Well, I didn't like it either, John. I didn't like it either.
This is nothing personal against the kids out in Akron. I'm happy that they're getting that these opportunities are getting presented to them in situations that normally they wouldn't get these opportunities. This ain't about LeBron the person. It's about LeBron the basketball player. And I'm going to be honest, I don't like him either way, but – no, he's the enemy now, and I look forward to TMZ ruining his life out in Los Angeles now. Thanks for the time.
Ruining his life.
Wow, that's a bit strong.
I got Scott here on Twitter. I regret nothing. Never will. Hate him more than ever. He screwed us over twice.
Holy jeez.
Is
that online?
Oh, yeah. They're coming in.
I don't think you'd say it to LeBron's
face. Coming in like crazy. Austin says, no regrets. He's a master of PR and taking credit. Would he still do this if he had actual sacrifice anything? I doubt it. He only had to sacrifice money. He would never miss
kept the money. He could have kept the money.
I mean, most athletes are not doing
this. Most athletes are keeping the money. I know he's made a lot of money, and he could afford it. A lot of guys, they can afford it, and they're just going to keep the money.
Use
it as a tax shelter. I'm sure that he might get some kickback here tax-wise. That's only a smart move, but it's a public school. He built a public school.
Yeah, why isn't every athlete doing
really,
this?
Unless they do some digging and we find out there's something nefarious here, I can't take anything away from them right there. Wow, that's crazy stuff.
And by the way, forget about athlete. There are a lot of businessmen. Believe it or not, there are a lot of businessmen between Akron, Canton, and Cleveland who do have LeBron money. They don't build schools.
No.
Now, I'm not saying they don't do humanitarian efforts. I'm not saying they don't. But this is something so personal to those people in Akron who get this opportunity
Big and deal.
Who got to see him, this larger-than-life figure, walk through their school yesterday. Dan in Amherst, next up on The Fan. How are you, Dan?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm doing well. People need to chill. Man, you know what? LeBron, the philanthropist, the humanitarian, is a great person. And I personally don't hope – I hope he doesn't win another championship unless it's for Cleveland. I mean, you got to separate the person from his from what he does to make a living. And this is a new age. I grew up, you know, I'm old enough to remember and root for teams. And there's very, you know, besides Miracle on Ice, you can't – you know, there's no – people you can name, there's no team you can name that won championships. It's all individual athletes now, and this is the new age. Athletes are individuals. They move around just like, you know, people find careers and they, you know, sell themselves in that respect. But separating the person, I'm not defining LeBron James. Yeah, he's an NBA player. He's a great athlete. He won us a championship, but that is his career. LeBron James is a great person for what he does for the community. You know what I'm saying? But I don't hope he wins. I hope he doesn't win a championship for LA because LeBron, the athlete, I'm not rooting for him. I'm rooting for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But he's a great person. You can't take any of that away from him.
All right, Dan.
I think you reserve the right, Dan, to change. If he does something heinous between now and the time he dies, I think we have the reserve the right to change that opinion, and I think we reserve the right to separate that. I mean, honestly, you think about our favorite sports teams, how often? You got this back on Friday. Pac-Man Jones. We brought it. Well, I gave a lot of money. And the first thing you thought of was, well, some of that stuff you had to do because you were ordered by a court, sir. And there were so many people talking and backing him up. I go, so he plays for your favorite football team, and we're willing to overlook all that terrible stuff. LeBron left my favorite basketball team, but I don't want to give him credit for building a school? Let's get our priorities straight over here. But I want to ask you something again. I think we can separate this. LeBron the player, LeBron the humanitarian, LeBron the person, the figure. What happened when Joe Haden got released by the Cleveland Browns, went to the Pittsburgh Steelers? A lot of people, hey, Joe Haden, my team released him. I like Joe Haden. I want good things for Joe Haden. Joe Thomas was on the chopping block. You told Joe Thomas to his face you didn't have to hide behind a keyboard for this. He was in studio. You said it, that you wanted him to be traded back then because he would have played for a contender. We would have gotten draft picks back. I disagreed with you there, but I could understand the reasoning there. What if he was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers? If the Steelers were to win, you wouldn't feel good for Joe Thomas? A lot of people hate the Patriots. If he were traded to the Patriots, you wouldn't have felt good for Joe Thomas? So I think that there's a separation. Now, Joe Thomas didn't just say I was going to be here forever and leave. That is a different connotation to it. But I think we have to separate our sports personas as fans, and I think we have to separate that from how we see people as people. And LeBron is a person. There's nothing I can say. That is, unless we find out something later on that he has done that is just horrifically wrong, then I think every person reserves the right to change judgment. It doesn't stay that way forever. You always have to be a good person to be a good person. But as of right now, there ain't nothing I can say to the guy as a person. He's done some pretty incredible stuff.
And I also get, like, if you don't like LeBron's politics, I get that you people in this day and age, we seem to, if we don't agree with someone's politics, we can't stand them as a person. Like, we can't look past just those political discussions, you know, in our daily interaction or discourse. The LeBron thing I've also always noticed, and I'll date it back to 2010 when he left the first time. And now it was just me. I haven't done any significant studies. I'm not going to get into the methodology other than just taking phone calls. but you could tell if someone's white or black on the phones in most cases. And I thought there was always a divide between Akron and Cleveland and then also white and black when it came to LeBron. There were a lot of people in Akron who happened to also call these shows, who happened to sound African-American, who rooted for LeBron when he went to Miami. And I wonder if that's the same case here today for when he starts playing games in Los Angeles.
Well, you even have, I mean, there's people who will say what they are right when they get in there, and they immediately just get right into it, and they will start to tell you that you hate on LeBron for this reason, you don't like LeBron for that reason, or you like LeBron for this reason and that reason. I think that there are, I think we'd be lying to ourselves if we didn't say that there weren't lines drawn geographically, and I think we'd be lying to ourselves if we didn't say there weren't politically or even racially. I think that we'd be lying to ourselves. I think we compartmentalize our favorite athletes in certain aspects, and we want to turn them into things that most of the time they're not. I think LeBron really is. I think he's really able to do that.
All right, got to go to Dave and Parma. You're next up on the fan. Welcome to the show, Dave. How are you?
Wonderful. Just wanted to correct something that you've been saying, that he built this school. The school's already been in existence. He's just added some programs to the school, but he didn't build the school.
Okay, but when you act like, you know, hell, he just added a few programs to the school. He has his foundation.
No, it's very nice. It's very nice, and it's a good thing. But he didn't build the school. The school,
okay.
The building has been in existence.
Okay.
In
and, yeah, I know he wasn't, like, hanging the drywall or anything either. Although they did show him put some paint. They did show him adding a coat of paint to it. But it is an incredible story, Dave, because I just haven't seen. Now, somebody said Jalen Rose did name a school or something, but I just don't see this all around sports, and I don't even see it in other.
Yeah, but how many desks did he put together?
He's got the Allen wrench.
He didn't build the school. The school has been there. It's been in existence.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
They're adding to it. It's a great thing that he's doing, but let's be real. He didn't build the school. The building was already in existence.
Yeah. All right, Dave. I apologize calling LeBron James a contractor.
I'm Norm Abram. I'm Kevin O'Connor. And I'm LeBron James. And we'll see you next time on This Old House.
It's This Old School.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for the clarity. I appreciate that.
On the next version of This Old House, LeBron James does some wainscoting. And we'll show you how to put together tables for six people in an art class.
I saw him in that skidster, and boy, he was an excavating machine. by the way, in addition,
good stuff.
This from Brian Windhorst. In addition to his foundation support of a new school for at-risk kids in Akron, LeBron James recently gave his high school a $100,000 check. There was no formal announcement. He also gave the school $1 million. $1 million in 2013. Of course, his son's not even going to end up going to that school.
Oh, that's the way it goes.
Dave in Akron.
My son's not going to go to Perry. We always do things for
that's
Perry.
That's true.
You know that.
I have been a pillar in the West Georgia community. Go ahead,
there
Dave.
There you go. Yeah.
Just speaking for Akron, where LeBron goes, we go. Wherever he at, we at. That's how it goes.
Meaning what? Meaning what, Dave?
We're Laker fans now.
Who? Like you and your friends, you and your buddies, you and your family? Like, expound on that a little bit.
The city of Akron will always be with LeBron. Wherever he goes, we go. It's that simple. We're not Cleveland fans. We're LeBron fans. When he went to Miami, we went to Miami. When he came back, we came back. Now that he's in L.A., we in L.A.
All right, Dave. Thank you for the call. When you hear something like that, I know people up here in Cleveland are going to go, what? What are you talking about? And technically, I mean, the Cavs, they had a lot of Akron fans back in the day when they were playing in Richfield, obviously, because of the close proximity. But can you blame a fan when you hear that? Can you blame a fan for saying that?
No. I think that
especially in the NBA, the way the NBA is.
Every town has a favorite son. So if he's their favorite son, that's fine. Yeah, it again, like in
where's Ben Roethlisberger from?
He's from Findlay, Ohio.
And what are they doing in Findlay?
They've just recently, because remember, that was an awkward relationship for a while, especially with all the other stuff that happened, the Tahoe stuff. They've recently just put that, seems like they put that relationship back together. He put his softball tournament there, a softball game there, a celebrity softball game. Every town has a favorite son. I'm sure in Mentor, Ohio, if Mitch Trubisky were to go out there and to win a Super Bowl, there's going to be a lot of Bears fans or guys who want Mitch Trubisky to do well. They might be Browns fans.
I was on the golf course with one yesterday.
There you go.
I was on one yesterday from Mentor.
I don't think that's an unfair thing to say that wherever LeBron goes, we go. That every town, big or small, is going to have a guy like that. And Akron definitely has their guy in LeBron James in that case.
Kenny, I got a lot of racist responses on Twitter.
You did?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of them.
You did?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
Somehow LeBron James opening up a school becomes nothing but racism.
Should I come over and read that? You can't say that on air, can
you? The one about Akron, the one about, you know, this being a total PR move for LeBron. Then people going into his past with tipping and what a bad person he is because he didn't tip, allegedly, back in the day.
So he didn't give $5 to a waitress, so now he's a bad guy?
I've said a lot of bad things about LeBron, and I've made fun of the tipping stuff. And, yes, I've made fun of his hairline.
Okay, I will say this. With LeBron, now, I went to Akron. I went to the school. I went to the university at the same time LeBron was still, you know, with the Cavs. And we would go to Chapel Hill. And there were a couple of restaurants in Chapel Hill where it was notorious where LeBron would go there and would not tip as well. Like, guys who go out to restaurants, there's some guys who, like, they just did. He does not tip as well as some of the other Cleveland Cavaliers that he played with.
Yeah, I mean, if he's tipping all the time, he wouldn't have the money for this school.
Right, where do you think this mic came from?
So you either have tip money or you get to have a new school.
It's one of the others.
I don't understand why you would open up. There's a lot of things you can do for good PR, man. I don't know why you would open up a school to just get some good PR.
There are a lot of ways. And LeBron, by the way, has got as good of PR as you can possibly get over the years. By the way, we will have Albert Breer's recent comments on Josh Gordon and whether or not that was a surprise to some in the organization that he was not around for the first day of camp. Also, his thoughts on Tyrod Taylor with the Browns. 216-578-0092. Spirited phone calls when it comes to LeBron James.
It's a hot debate.
It is. We've had some callers say in Akron they will be Laker fans
we
now.
We didn't even get the chance to say if he wanted to come back, would you welcome him back? Because he said yesterday
he opened
during
up the door
thing
again.
He said he would keep the door open. Would you leave, real quick, would you leave the light on for him? 37-year-old yeah. LeBron, would you leave the light on for him?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to.
You do?
Yeah, I think you do.
I'm sorry, I haven't laughed this much in a long time.
What, you disagree?
I
think there's a lot of reasons.
Can I
for
say
that.
there's certain restrictions that apply here at 37-year-old
okay.
LeBron?
Oh, you're putting restrictions on LeBron, or you mean he will have restrictions?
Oh, well,
yeah, he's not going to be the same player.
Physically, he's going to be limited. He'll be 37. At some point, that many miles is going to have to catch up with him.
Yeah,
also,
you might have to go the Kobe Bryant route.
I would. Well, this is the truth. I'm not going to sell everything for LeBron again. Those days are done. But I will say, I like a good story, and I like a good bow on things. Don't you? Don't you? So I would like, if he wanted to come back and finish his career with the Cavs and both parties were okay with it, and he understood that he's finishing his career with the Cavs. I don't know where the Cavs will be at that time. Hopefully they'll be in a good spot with good young players like Colin Sexton, and maybe he'll start to really take off, and maybe some other people, and maybe Kevin Love will still be around. Who knows? Who knows? But just so we don't have all this drama like we've had before with LeBron, I don't want him to suck the air out of the room. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So I think there needs to be certain restrictions because, yeah, I would like a nice finish to the career. Because in 20 years, I really don't want there to be any awkwardness or mean-spiritedness or craziness. Like, he's never going to be universally loved 100%. There's always, obviously, from what we're learning, there are people who hate LeBron and are always going to hate LeBron. But I also think that the majority like LeBron, and I'd like there to be a nice coming together at the very end. And then when they want to raise the banner again and raise the jerseys being retired, that'd be a nice thing.
I think there are a lot of people
be a really nice
that made up part of the 1.3 million that are now just ripping LeBron. And it seems personal. It seems personal. Les in South Euclid.
Oh, it's very.
Ooh. Next up on the fan. How are you, Les?
I'm doing well, thanks, God. You know what? I really wish somebody – I wish LeBron's not going to do this, but I really wish he would tweet – Laura Ingram and say, if this is what you were talking about, remember when Laura Ingram told LeBron to shut up and dribble?
Oh, trust me, Les, there have been a number of people who've done that for him over the last 24 hours.
Wasn't that one of her books?
Yeah, the title of a lot of her books is Shut Up and Something.
Yeah, okay.
Shut Up and Something.
All right. Yeah. That's what her reference was.
That was part of the act, Les.
Yeah, and you know, it's really disappointing to see some of these racist comments on social media. You know, social media has become a cesspool, but you know, it's not surprising. It's just the environment that we live in today. You know, when a young man comes back home and you know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and all that jargon, and when actually somebody does it, you still get criticized. So kudos to LeBron. This is a great day for the city of Akron, really a great day for Northeast Ohio, and I hope it inspires other athletes to do similar things.
Thank you for the call. Let's all go right to Jessica. Next up on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi.
Hi.
So my name is Jessica, and, you know, I really feel offended that as a city of Akron resident that you guys aren't giving him any credit. Give him credit where credit is due. Yes, he has created the school. He's done so much more for the city of Akron that no one even talks about. But for the fact of the matter, like the other caller said, we will always be a LeBron follower. Where he goes, we go. He has done so much for us, and it's time that we give LeBron James some serious credit for the things that he's done that no one even talks about. He will always be a city of Akron homeboy. So regardless if he plays in L.A., where he goes, we go. I mean,
I'm really
nothing...
sorry, Jessica, I've offended you comparing LeBron James to Roberto Clemente for the last 40 minutes. I'm really sorry about that.
I mean, because like I said, give credit where credit is due. He's done more than any other player ever has or ever could.
All right,
and
Jessica.
He's done more than just created a school. It's about what he's done. And it's not only about him being a college player. It's about the fact that he is a hometown person. He is someone that does so much for his city and community, but everyone doesn't want to give him credit for that. They'd rather diss him and say, oh, well, he goes to L.A. for the championship. It's not about the championship. This will always be his home city, and people need to recognize that because where he goes, we go, and there's nothing other than truth behind
okay,
that.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Are they doing this on the other station? I'm getting comparisons to other hosts.
What do you mean?
I gave LeBron. Did we not give LeBron credit for the last 40 minutes for
yeah.
the school?
Yeah.
I offended her for not giving him credit for the school? Again, I compared him to Roberto Clemente.
I think that was more towards.
Sorry, I didn't go as far as Gandhi just yet. We'll get there.
I think it's more towards some of the callers and some of the people tweeting in some of their responses. I think that's what that was geared towards.
Okay. I didn't know that was geared. I thought that was geared towards us. You said you guys.
Matt in Akron.
All right.
The city of the hour. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful.
Shooting the breeze.
So I'm just a little confused. Well, first of all, I think you guys are giving enough credit. Don't worry.
Thank you.
A little confused at all these Cleveland fans that are just so mad. Do they think the 2016 championship is just dissolved? Like, do they think that happened 50 years ago? Do they not remember this drought and everything that LeBron did for us? I'm not necessarily rooting for LeBron in L.A. I hope he does fine. I really don't have too many strong opinions. I'm just sitting here grateful that I have a championship. I was a winner. I had some of the best basketball years of my life. And I'm happy for him. I mean, I think these same Cleveland fans that are saying this is a PR stunt, if LeBron was still here, this would not be a PR stunt. This would be a great move by LeBron. This is so amazing. But these same people, I just don't get how they're so upset. I just don't think they're grateful for
what I got you. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I think there has to be a separation. And we're really in uncharted waters here. And I know we got to get to it here in Lyman. At 9:05, we have the chance for the code word for the $1,000.
There's no athlete National like contest. This, and there's no athlete that's been from a city like this and then ended a drought like this.
I got to separate the guy. I got to separate because from a player, I got great memories. I got incredible memories. He's no matter what, he's always going to be a part of that. No matter what I want to say about the guy. So that night when they won a championship, he's the catalyst for that. I have great memories. We had a lot of fun. The parade was amazing. You and I had a lot of fun at that parade. Kid, everybody. I'll never forget that. He's always a part of that. I think that as a fan, there's going to be criticism that I have. There's going to be a criticism of this Laker team, and I'm going to make comparisons between the Cavs because I'm a Cavs fan, and I'm going to make comparisons between the Cavs and Lakers. But as a person, I can't say anything nasty about him. Until he goes out there and does something heinous, which I don't want him to do, I can look at him as a humanitarian in this case. So however anybody else feels about it, that's how they feel about it. But that's the way I see it. And I think I got to make the separation between the person and the player over here. and understand that some of this is theatrics, but I have to get at the guy who's outside or not in his uniform right here. 216-578-0092. Aditi Kinkabwala, 922. We also are going to have to get to some Albert Breer comments that he made about Josh Gordon, where the future doesn't look too bright, according to what Albert Breer was saying to Bull and Fox yesterday. And also Bryce Harper. There are people who would rather have prospects than Bryce Harper. Folks, you were outside your minds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.